Graham, and are you engaged in scientific research of any kind? I'm not sure whether you're a student, whether you are an academic, or someone who writes generally on the issue of scientific subjects. Well, many scientists have found this a little bit of a battle in the past, getting access to some important articles, journals, and other type of research that is required on which to build their own research or extend the knowledge in this regard. And something really important has happened in terms of accessing that information. The South African Medical Research Council has just joined several international research funders and charitable foundations in ensuring that there will be immediate access and full access to their research publications. So these scientific publications that they come up with that come about because they're funded by public grants have to be published now in open access journals, and that sets out what is a really difficult hurdle that many academics have had to cross to actually access this important scientific research, no matter where in the world they are. Professor Rachel Jukes is executive scientist of research at the South African Medical Research Council. Prof, good evening to you and welcome to the program. This sounds like really good news that some important research is going to be widely accessible now.
Yes, good evening. I think it's incredibly important that we do this because most of the research that's done by the South African Medical Research Council is publicly funded. In fact, only about half of it is funded by the South African government. But most of the other funders are public funders from different sources and different governments around the world. And it seems to be a major problem if money is coming from the taxpayers in South Africa or in other countries to generate scientific knowledge. And that knowledge isn't freely available for the people who want to be able to use it, for researchers, for the general public, for policymakers and so forth. And so by committing to Plan S, we're essentially committing to saying that when articles are published from the work that we're doing at the Medical Research Council, we will ensure that they're made open access. And that means that from the time they're published, that anyone would be able to read them without the penalty of having to pay a fee.
This really is a wonderful development. I wish they'd do it with humanities research too, Professor. Give me a sense of this. How many articles roughly are we talking about? Do we know the size of this body of research?
Well, at the moment, the Medical Research Council is publishing something in excess of, well over 1,000 articles a year. And sorry, I haven't got the number actually at my fingertip, but it is in that order. We will need to roll this out incrementally to make sure that we can actually have enough resources to pay all of the fees for all of the different publications. But it's something that we are committed to doing. And there are many, many journals that enable open access publishing. I mean, the problem we do have from the side of the researchers who are actually putting their work out there in journals is that we have to pay a fee usually in order to be able to publish. And so we do need to actually make sure that we have got enough money for that. But we hope that we will be able to get 850 to or so articles out there in the public domain that are published through MRC resources each year. And I hope that that will make a huge contribution to people in different places, whether they're doing postgraduate degrees or whether they're doing further research or whether they're looking at material that we publish for the purposes of developing policy or informing the public.
Really lovely initiative. Thank you very much for filling us in on exactly what it means, Professor Rachel Jukes. She's an executive scientist of research at the South African Medical Research Council.